Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, there we go. Desire for Politics, J.P. Morrell. You want to take us back to how this whole thing got started?
Well, really, I want to start by kind of agreeing with him. I think the problem is, and the media kind of gave him this gift. The issue we had with the contract was not just Richard's disposal. That's just what the media chose to report on.
Okay.
The issues we had were Richard's disposal. It was the fact that the contract value was raised after the bid was closed and that he was replacing Richards with a sub that had a sub, as you recall from Monroe. So I think this narrative that y'all kind of let him hang on with this whole idea that Richards was the only issue, it wasn't the only issue, and we challenged him on a couple of issues. Now, what's happened since then is that as time has gone on and as we've had more opportunities to dig into this contract, and I want to applaud Newell Norman for really highlighting this, there have been some other significant developments in how illegal this contract is. The biggest issue being, and we're going to talk about it with Newell later today, is that the city, in a move that really was breathtaking, not only allowed this person to operate with half a bond, an operational bond, which is required in the RFP and required in the other four of five trash contracts, but they also allow him to be prepaid each month. So, for example, if he's picking up trash in September, he can bill on September 1st, and we are required pursuant to Net 30 to pay him before the end of the month. Mm-hmm. No contractor in the city that we can find has ever been prepaid before. The other four trash contracts follow the typical method that most businesses operate under, which is once services are rendered, the day at the close of the month where the services were provided, we have 30 days to pay you. So every time we kind of peel a layer back from this contract, there's different increasing layers of legality. Now, I want to highlight with the insurance bond, in order to have that bond cut in half, the charter specifically states the director of finance has to not only authorize but provide an explanation as to why it's necessary. In the meeting yesterday, the attorney, the poor overworked attorney who did this contract, admitted, as well as everyone else at the table, that the director of finance, Rami Samuel, was never consulted. So the reduction in the bond to half price was illegal on its face, and that is another issue that invalidates this whole rushed contract that is not in the interest of the city, of ratepayers, citizens, or visitors, but is purely for Mr. Henry's benefit. And my job as a council member is to make sure money's being spent properly, not to make sure that Mr. Henry can get rich quick.
All right, let me say a couple of things there. First of all, you and Newell are attorneys. I am not, and I guarantee you there are people listening right now saying, oh, that's interesting. What's a bond that was cut in half? So explain that, if you will, JP, please.
So basically, when you enter a contract to provide a service, especially a service of this magnitude, a professional service contract, you have to get insurance to say that, hey, if for some reason I go bankrupt or can't do the job, I get a bond with an insurance company so that you can hire someone to do the job. So let's say we hire Troy Henry, his company goes belly up. The city would be on the hook without a bond to scramble to pay someone else to come in, potentially because Mr. Henry's already paid to do the work. So bonds are pretty frequently required, and in particular with all of our other four sanitation contracts, it is required, and it was spelled out in the RFP he responded to, that the city required 100% bonds. The problem you have with a half a bond, Scoot, is that,
Tommy,
I'll give you an example of September again. Sorry, Tommy, you're going to kill me for that.
That's right, Joe, don't worry about it.
So if, let's say in September, we pay him at the beginning of the month, he says, I pay him for September on the 1st, we pay him on the 5th, and then for some reason he can't perform, with a full bond, his insurance company would replace that position and have someone perform. In that same example, if he had half a bond and couldn't perform in September, but we'd already paid him, his insurance would provide half the money for that month, and the city would have to come out of pocket for the other half of the money to get someone to step into his shoes.
Would the bond be a consideration if he would not be prepaid?
Not really, because the reality is in the charter it says the only reason you can do a bond reduction under the charter as the director of finance is to make it commensurate with similar contracts in the same annual period. So if we had four other sanitation contracts and one other contract had half a bond, there might have been some discretion for the director of finance to say, well, we've already established that a half a bond's okay. Mm-hmm. Sure, he could have a half a bond too. Nobody else had a half a bond. And remember, Tommy, there were four other responsive bidders who respond to the RFP paying for a full bond. There's no reason why the city shouldn't have said, you're no longer responsive. If you can't get a full bond, there are four other groups out there that can. We should not be putting the city at risk to accommodate Mr. Henry. I know that he believes that he provides a stellar, awesome service that is like special, extra special, snowflake, whatever, but there are other people that do trash. City Torres does trash. Romelli does trash. Waste Pro does trash. Clean Force, one of the subcontractors under him, was also a competitor. There are plenty of groups that were lining up to do the same contract at a full bond, not getting prepaid.
So when you say
the only person this,
let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we get back. When you say the contract value was raised, you mean as soon as he was awarded, and you can answer when we come back, as soon as he was awarded the contract, he came back with a change order almost, and was that related to a problem with a subcontractor or a subcontractor of a subcontractor? We'll pick it up when we come back. 850.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
D2 Traffic Now, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with J.P. Morrell talking about trash and French Quarter and Henry Consulting, and Newell's going to spend a lot of time with J.P. later on about this. We're just kind of trying to give you a little tease of it. So you started, J.P., by saying that the problem was not with A, but with the fact that the contract value was raised. You're saying it was raised immediately after the RFP was awarded, and then he issued a change order or something, or what?
Basically, after the contract was awarded, the value was about $7 million. He renegotiated because he misunderstood the special event requirements and added an additional $500,000 onto it. But I want to add one quick thing. Yesterday, what was uncovered, going back to the bond, when he was awarded that $7 million as the initial bid, that was contemplating him purchasing a full bond. The premium on the bond is actually absorbed by the contract itself. The contractor is just required to get authority to have a bond of that magnitude. Now, here's the interesting thing. For a $7 to $8 million bond, it's about $300,000 a year as the premium the city would pay. When the final contract was brought before the council, he had already gotten authority to cut his bond in half. Now, Tommy, when your bond is half, your premium is half. Mm-hmm. One thing that was brought up yesterday that Matt Torrey confirmed is that when he cut his bond in half and his premium got cut in half, he did not reduce the cost of said bond to the city. So the city, in his contract, was paying for an $8 million bond when, in fact, he had gotten authority to get a half a bond, which meant his lack of a larger bond led to a net profit within the contract.
And let me get to this real quick. 90 seconds left. Troy Henry told me that there was no emergency that required an emergency contract with Sidney Torres. You would say what to that?
He did not have a contract because the council did not approve it. Since he did not have a contract, Tommy, there was no one to pick up trash in the French Quarter. It was absolutely an emergency. And I would add, Mr. Henry still doesn't have a contract, which is why Mr. Torres should continue picking up trash until the courts weigh in.
Did he not have a contract because the council didn't approve it and that created the emergency? I'm just trying to understand this.
The contract that the city signs requires three signatures, the mayor's, the council's, and his own. The council never passed a motion to sign the contract. Tommy, if your contract's unsigned, you don't have a contract.
Did that create the emergency? You didn't have a contract because the council didn't sign it, I guess is what I'm asking.
Correct. There were irregularities in this contract, so the council didn't sign it. So therefore, there was no contract for the French Quarter, which required the administration to do an emergency contract to make sure trash got picked up.
When are you going to be on with Newell?
I believe at 12:10.
All right. So tune in more with Newell Norman at 12:10. J.P. Morrell will continue the saga of the garbage pickup in the French Quarter. We'll come back, talk about the Saints draft, and we'll also talk about mental health. Lord knows we all need that. Back in a flash. All right, this hour we're going to talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints draft. Also, our friend Dr. Judy Ho about how to be more grateful and experience more joy. But first, I asked J.P. Morrell to come back because I'm a little bit confused about the emergency situation. And I'm just, look, first of all, J.P., I don't have a horse in this race. I'm up to my rear end in alligators and bell chase with bridge tolls and mid-barataria sediment diversion. Okay, so that's my angle. But when it comes to the French Quarter and trash, Troy Henry said that there was no emergency to award Sidney Torres the contract, and I just asked you about that, and then we talked about the council, three parties needing to sign the contract, and that the council wouldn't sign it, but I didn't mean to imply or in any way infer that, or I don't know if maybe, I don't know what the deal is. Tell me, how did the emergency get created, let's put it that way, under which Sidney Torres got the contract?
Okay, so the contract was awarded to the teaming team of Henry and Richard's disposal in June, July.
Okay.
It was not presented to the council because they negotiated for an extensive period of time until late November. The emergency, and to be clear, the emergency was the Super Bowl was happening that year. Mm-hmm. And when we spoke to the attorney yesterday who negotiated, he admitted he was put under a tremendous amount of pressure by the administration and Mr. Henry to get a contract done, which is why you see all these clauses we point out that are very odd and in Mr. Henry's favor. The pressure point was the Super Bowl. Now, from the council's perspective, absolutely wanted trash picked up for the Super Bowl, but Tommy, this is a $75 million, seven-year contract with no exit clause. And let me highlight that part. The other four contracts can be canceled for convenience, which means if the council, the mayor, the new council, new mayor, find some problem with the contract, we can cancel it. Mr. Henry, as one of the things he negotiated, was that we can't cancel it. So
even if he didn't fulfill the terms of it? Even if he didn't fulfill the terms? Even if he didn't fulfill the terms of it?
Well, the terms in the contract written so generously, if trash is picked up, he's fulfilling the terms, Tommy. But you saw the last contractor the quarter had. Just picking up the trash isn't sufficient for that area of the French Quarter, for the Downtown Development District. For $75 million and all these concessions, the council was giving a contract at the last minute and said, sign this and obligate the next mayor and council for $7 million and no exit clause. We pumped the brakes and said, wait a second, a lot of this stuff doesn't add up. We're not signing this.
All right, so let me wrap it up this way. So what you're saying is the emergency existed because the Super Bowl was coming, the Mardi Gras was coming, the terms of the contract were so preferential to Troy Henry that the city had really no enforcement mechanism if it didn't work, and the city would have, could have been potentially embarrassed with Mardi Gras and Super Bowl, et cetera, and the trash not picked up?
Well, not just that, but as you know, we've been told by the administration on numerous times that we are in financial crisis. The contract's financial terms are so much in Mr. Henry's favor, including prepayment of services, which, I mean, no one prepays your trash pickup. Mm-hmm. Those things really collectively are tremendous red flags. And before you find a 7-year contract, before you sign a 7-year contract you can't get out of, you got to take a breath and look at it. And when we took that breath, it just got worse. So the emergency was the Super Bowl. The emergency was Mardi Gras, and now we have Jazz Fest. Mm-hmm. But the emergency was created because the contract we were presented with at the last minute was not a good contract. And we being fiscally responsible and reading contracts, because four of us are lawyers, were like, this thing's got a whole bunch of issues. And once we refused to sign it, someone had to pick up trash for Super Bowl. That was the emergency. And also, this entire situation, this disagreement is in litigation. The real reason, the real thing that should be going on is Sydney has a contract through the end of this year. If Mr. Henry was willing to be patient and let the court case play out, if he's right and we're wrong, he'll win his case, Tommy, and then he'll get his contract. The rush to give him this contract is because he doesn't want the Fourth Circuit and Supreme Court to weigh in on this case, because if those courts rule in our favor, then he doesn't have a contract now and he won't have a contract in the future.
So we have exceeded my 6 hours of business law and media law from UNO, so I'm going to leave this to you and Newell at 12:10, all right?
All right.
I just wanted to get that clarification because I didn't want to put the wrong impression out there, and I did want to try to find out what was going on. But I think we explained it well enough for now, and you'll join Newell at 12:10. 9:15, we'll join Jeff Nowak, pardon me, when we come back. Talk about, I'll get it straight, the Saints draft choice when we return on WWL.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.